Today's Amar for Chazara is Yevamos Mem Zayin Amen Aleph. We're holding Amen Vav Mem Beis, second line from the bottom. Says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, Misha Bava Amar Gerani, someone who's assumed to be a guide, and he comes to us and he says, I'm a Gera, converted. So Yachol Nekablanu, says the Braisa, I think we believe him, Tamu Leimer Itcha B'Mukhsak Lecha. It has to be, it's Mukhsak to you, it has to be Yevaraya that he really converted. Bavaid of Imai Minayan, how do I know if he comes with Adam that he's believed? Tamulaimer Vichyagar says Vichyagar, Mikol Malkoim Rashi says, no matter what, even with Adam he's believed. Ba'artzichem, Ainli Alubaretz, I may think we're only Makabal Gairim in Eretz Yisrael, B'chutzaretz Minayan, how do I know that in Chutzaretz that we're Makabal Gairim? Tamulaimer Itcha, B'chol Malkoim, that wherever you are, even in Chutzaretz we're Makabal Gairim. B'chol Malkoim Shedcha, M.K. Mata Mulaimer Ba'aretz, so why does the Torah say Ba'artzichem? Why does it say Ba'aretz? Ba'aretz Sarach Lavi Raya, B'chutzaretz Ain Sarach Lavi Raya. Because in Eretz Yisrael, the Ger has to bring a Raya. Maybe he's just converting because he likes Eretz Yisrael. Maybe he's not really telling the truth that he converted. He just wants to be a Yid so he could be in Eretz Yisrael. But in Chutz La'aretz, then the Ger does not need to bring a Raya. That's why it says Ba'aretz. Devi Rabbi Yehuda. B'chachamim Ma'imrim Dano. Be'im Ba'aretz, be'im B'chutz La'aretz, Sarach Lavi Raya. Even in Chutz La'aretz, the Ger has to bring a Raya. Now, says the Gemara like this. The Gemara is going to explain a few different points in the Braisa. We mentioned in the Braisa that Bohu of Eid of Imai, that if he comes with Eidim, so he's believed. Krol Amali, why do I have to have this from a Drasha? Mecharitz Pashat, if he has Eidim, of course he's believed. Rav Sheshes explained, because we're talking about a case where the Eidim aren't coming and saying Mamish that we saw him converting. That would be regular Eidim that you wouldn't need a Drasha. Rather, the Eidim are coming and saying, the Ami, they're saying that Shamanu Shenisgayer Bebezdin Shoplaini, that there are rumors, we heard rumors that he converted in such a bezdin. So without the pasuk, I would have thought to say not to believe them. Kamash Mulan, that no, it's just the Gulei Milsa Ba'alma, and Mamela, we could believe them. The Brice I mentioned that Ba'aretz, Ainli Ala Ba'aretz, B'chutzaretz, Minayin, how do I know even in Chutzaretz that we are Makabal Gabriel? Tamalem Re'itcha, B'chom Makam She'itcha. Ask the Gemara Ba'afikte, where do you use the pasuk of the Itcha to teach us B'muchsak Lecha? So how could you darshan Itcha again? Says the Gemara in the Chanami, Chadam Itcha V'chadam Imach. It's really a different drasha that it's from Imach, that we darshan B'chom Makam She'imach from Imach, not from Itcha. Now, v'chachamim ma'imrim, we mentioned in the Braisa that the chachamim shita is that bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, sarach lavi raya. That everywhere he needs to bring a raya. Vel haksiv ba'aretz, so what's different about Eretz Yisrael? Why does the Torah specify Eretz Yisrael? Ha'umi ba'ilei, not about bringing a raya, that afilu ba'aretz mekabel geirim. That's going to teach us that even in Eretz Yisrael, we're mekabel geirim. Because ha'kadai d'chamina mishem tivusa d'aretz Yisrael kamegairi. I might think that we should suspect him of converting with the bad intentions. He's just converting because he Eretz Yisrael is the best. And that's why he's converting, not because he's really doing it l'shma to be a yid. V'hashtanami, even nowadays where Eretz Yisrael is not mamish in its glory, it's not in its pride and glory, it's on the Eretz of Avas Chalav U'Dvash nowadays, d'leka tivusa, where there's no tivusa, but l'maisa there is still, ika leka tshechupeyo, maisrani, there's a lot of benefits, so maybe that's why he's converting, and we shouldn't accept a convert in Eretz Yisrael nowadays. Kamash Malan, the no ba'aretz, and even in Eretz Yisrael, even nowadays, you're allowed to accept Gerim. I'm Rav Chibar Abba, I'm Rav Yechnan. Halacha bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, sarach lavi raya. The halacha is like the chachamim, that even in chutz la'aretz, a ger has to bring a raya. Ask the Gemara Pshita, Yachav Rabim, halacha k'rabim. Of course the halacha is going to follow the chachamim, because they're the rabim. Says the Gemara, ma'u detema, mistaber time in Rabbi Yehuda, de kemesayel le'kra, kamash mulan. I might have thought that even though Rabbi Yehuda is a yachid, but the halacha should follow him, because the psukim are mashma, really like his way of learning, kamash mulan, that no, the halacha follows the chachamim. Tan Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, Ushvatetem Sadik Bein Ishu Bein Achiv Bein Geirai, says the Lashon of Shaiftim of Mishpa by Geirim, so Mikanam Rabbi Yehuda, the Gershon is Geir Bebezdin, Areza Ger. The Ger, only if he converts in Bezdin, that's when the Geiris is Kasher. But Bein Elu Bein Atzmi ain't a Ger. If he converts with himself, that's not, with no one else watching, that's not a Ger. Now, Maisa Be'achot Shabalafnei Rabbi Yehuda, there was a story with a Yid, who came in front of Rabbi Yehuda, and he said to Rabbi Yehuda, this Geirti Bein Elu Bein Atzmi, that you should know, I'm really a convert, and I converted without a Bezdin. So Amarle Rabbi Yehuda, Yeshucha Edim, do you have Edim that you did it in private? Amarle Lav, I don't. Yeshucha Banim, do you have any children? Amarle Hain, yes, I have children. So Amarle, Rabbi Yehuda told the Ger, the Nemanata Lifsalas Asbacha, Viat the Neman Lifsalas Banecha. That you're Neman to passel yourself, that you're really a guy, But you're not Neman about your children, that your children should be considered psulim. Miyamar Rabbi Yehuda, Avanim Loi Mehemen. Ask the Gemara, really, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a father's not Neman about the kashrus of his children? Valatani, but we learned in the Braisa that Yakir, mean, Bidarsha from Yakir, that Yakir Renu La'achirim, that a person, a father has the ability, has the Nemanus, to identify which one of his children is considered the Bechar, which one was born first. Mikanam Rabbi Yehuda, that Neman Adam Leimer is Ebony Bechar, that a person, a father's Neman to say that this child is my Bechar. And says Rabbi Yehuda that just like a father has neman is to say which one of his children is the Bukhar, so kach neman loymer b'nizeh begushahu ben chalutzahu. He's also neman to say that the child is possible. He's a begusha ben chalutzah. The chachamim may remain neman. The chachamim say not. But Rabbi Yehuda says yes. Rabbi Yehuda says a father is neman to passel his child. So why can't the ger? Why in the case of the ger did Rabbi Yehuda tell the father that he's not neman about the child? So says the Gemara two terutzim. I'm Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Now really a father is Nemav to passel his child, but hachika amerle, this is what the Rabbi Yehuda was telling the father, that lidvarecha, according to you, that you're not really a kasher ger, because you didn't do it in Bezdin, so then avikachavimata, so lidvarecha, you're a guy, vein edus avikachavim, in which case you don't have a din of yakir, you don't have a kasheris to be made about your children. So lidvarecha, you're a guy, and shavin nafshech adichad isura, you have to live life like that, even though we're not going to believe you, klape your children. Ravina amar, Ravina says that hachika that this is what Rabbi Yehuda was telling the Yid, that or the potential Yid, that Yesh lecha banim, do you have any children? Hein. And the man said yes. Yesh lecha b'nei banim, and the man said hein, yes. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yehuda told the man, if you have grandchildren, so then neman at the lifsel banecha, via to neman lifsel b'nei banecha. It's true that the Torah gives nemanis to a father about his children, but the father, the Torah does not give nemanis to a father about his grandchildren. So since you have grandchildren, and by you passing your children, it's going to affect your grandchildren, so therefore you do not have nemanis. In Tani Nami Yachi, we have a brisa that says like Ravina. It says, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Neman Adam Leimer al Benoi Katan, Ve'ein Neman al Benoi Gadol. The person's believed about his child who's a Katan, but he's not believed about his child who's a Gadol. Now, Vam Rav Chibar Abba, Vam Rav Yechnan, that is not really specific to being whether or not the child is Bar Mitzvah or not. Rather, Le Katan Katan Mamish, Le Gadol Gadol Mamish, El Katan Yesh Le Banim Zehu Gadol. The Rabbi Yehuda was calling a Katan, someone who has grandchildren, someone who has children, meaning that the father has grandchildren now, so that's called Benoi Gadol. And Gadol Ve'ein Le Banim Zehu Katan, and a child without children, meaning there's no grandchildren, that's called Benoi Katan. And on that, Rabbi Yehuda was saying that a person is believed about his children, but he's not believed about his grandchildren. Now ask the Gemara, Vatani Kavasid Ravina, Abba, we brought a Braisa like Ravina, so why would the halacha follow Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak? Says the Gemara, Hulein Yakir Itmar. That Braisa wasn't really discussing passing the child, passing the grandchild, it was discussing the din of Yakir. And the person has a din of yakir about his child, but he does not have nemanus to say about his grandchild that he's a bechar. That's true. That even Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak would agree to. It was the taking that over now to passing the child that Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak and Ravina disagreed about. Ravina said that a person does not have nemanus about a grandchild, and Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said a person does. It was just in the case of the ger where lidvarecha you're a guy. That's why the person was not neman.